Shelby Mungin.
Yay!
Can I take your seat?
So I want to preface this by saying that my story contains spoilers for the original Star Wars trilogy.
Nah.
Feel free to leave if you don't want to hear them. I knew someone was going to do that.
You mean the only Star Wars trilogy?
Yeah. Not for long. Okay. So, how different of a story would Star Wars be if you guys knew from the very beginning that Luke Skywalker was going to lose a hand, or that he was going to want to have sex with his sister, or that his dad was going to be the big baddie? But like, how the story wouldn't have been as good. Part of the fun of the story is seeing where it goes and not knowing whether he was going to get off his planet and go on an adventure, and when he went on that adventure, what was going to happen. When I was 7 years old, I was convinced I knew my life's plan. I was going to grow up. I was going to graduate from MIT. I was going to become a world-famous chemist, something that doesn't actually exist, but in my head it did. In a perfect world, I wish that was true. And I was going to invent a bubble bath that would be a carrier for medicine, so that my mom could relax in the tub and take her antidepressant medicine. I told this to a lot of people, too. I was very convinced that this was going to be my life, because I was obsessed with science as a kid. Every holiday, I asked for experiment kits from Zany Brainy and other nerds in the audience. And on my walls, next to my posters of NSYNC and Josh Hartnett, was a periodic table. I loved science. But as I got older, it started to occur to me that you need to be good at math to do a lot of science, and numbers have always escaped me, so I moved on from that dream. When I was in high school, and middle school too, I was obsessed with musical theater. I listened to the Rent soundtrack once a day for at least 2 years when I was in high school. I loved theater, and I quickly found out that though I loved performing, I wasn't good enough to at acting and dancing and singing to be on stage on Broadway. And so I set my sights, and my dream job was going to be to work for the New York Times to be their head Broadway theater critic. I was going to write articles, I was going to review shows, see them for free, walk the red carpets with the best of them. That was going to be my dream. And that almost happened. I actually originally came to Chicago to go to DePaul University and study dramaturgy and theater criticism. This close. About 2.5 weeks ago, I submitted my acceptance contract to the University of Dayton to begin my master's in theological studies in the fall. Woo! Woo! Thank you. I'm going to go to the middle of nowhere. Yeah. So I went from chemist to journalist, to theologian. Really weird journey to look back on. That when I was young, between repeat viewings of Schoolhouse Rock, I was convinced that I was going to be a scientist. And when I got older, between trips to New York to see Broadway shows, I was convinced that I was going to be a part of Broadway culture. Now, I am signing away 2 years of my life to a master's program. I'm going to sign away another probably 4 or 5 years to my PhD, and however long it takes me to get tenure track, to be an academic. And it's complete madness that at any one time we think we know what we want. Like, it's complete madness to go, yep, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do. But what happens if we don't give in to that madness? If we don't, we sit still. Nothing happens. Life doesn't go forward. We don't get to live the dream. Get stuck in an office, wondering what it is we're doing with our lives. And so, I've only lived for a short time, but I will say that something I have learned is sometimes you just have to pick a passion and go. Let that be your compass, as cheesy as that sounds. You've got to go with that passion and just start walking. Start going. I will tell you right now that there is not a chance in hell I'm going to do anything with science in the rest of my life. But I boldly walked in that direction, and I loved every second of it, and I enjoyed it, and I loved it, and I had a focus and a dream. And sure, I had to divert, and that was fine. but I walked boldly in the direction of my passion. And what's the worst that can happen if you do that, right? Like, you lose a hand to a lightsaber? You can come back from that. Thank you.
So, Shelby, when are you starting Nerdalog's Dayton branch?
Yeah,
right?
In September.
Yes, awesome.
I'll be calling it a lot.